Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana N. King, but first these news headlines. I'm Linda Perry. Beginning with Donald Trump, the Central Park Five, or the Exonerated Five, as filmmaker Ava DuVernay calls the five who were wrongfully imprisoned as teens through coerced confessions and later exonerated. They were the subject of a reporter's question on Tuesday on whether he should apologize for the full-page newspaper ad he took out at the time calling for the boys to get the death penalty. His answer, reminiscent of the one he used defending white supremacists at a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
Why do you bring that question up now? It's an interesting time to bring it up. You have people on both sides of that. They admitted their guilt. If you look at Linda Fairstein and if you look at some of the prosecutors, think that the city should never have settled that case. So we'll leave it at that.
Ava DuVernay's film, When They See Us, retells the ordeal the Exonerated Five went through. It stirred emotions among family members and New Yorkers, some who have been targeted and coerced over the years and in recent days. Turning to state politics, New York State is close to passing its own version of the Green New Deal. For the past 3 years, Democratic lawmakers have introduced the Climate and Community Protection Act, but it didn't get the support it needed from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who backed a less aggressive climate plan. But this week, the governor changed his course. He said he'd back the Climate and Community Protections Act, the CPA. So the bill is now cleared to pass. It's billed as one of the most hard-hitting climate plans in the nation. It prioritizes creating green jobs at union wages and cuts 85% of carbon emissions by 2050. Lawmakers are expected to pass the bill in a vote today. Also in Albany, advocates prodded New York lawmakers on Tuesday to greenlight a proposal that would restrict the use of solitary confinement in prisons. Opponents of solitary liken the practice to torture, and they say isolation can leave lifelong psychological scars. They urge passage of HALT, it's the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act. They want it passed before lawmakers adjourn later this week. The bill has the support of the majority of New York State lawmakers in both houses. International law defines solitary confinement beyond 15 days as torture. New York State regularly holds people in solitary for months, years, and even decades. Survivors of solitary and other advocates have been holding speakouts in support of the bill. In other news from the state capitol, Senate Deputy Leader Michael Giannaris announced the Senate passed his legislation which requires schools and parks to test water fixtures for lead and make repairs to any deemed unsafe. Back in 2016, the New York Times reported that 83% of New York City school buildings had at least one fixture contaminated with lead. The schools with the highest rate of contamination were found in Queens, with one school having fixtures containing lead at more than 40 times the safe limit. Continuing in Queens, the race for Queens District Attorney for Queens DA is heating up as the primary draws near. This afternoon, New York Communities for Change and some Queens tenants will be blasting Queens Borough President Melinda Katz, candidate for Queens DA. They say over her 25 years as a career politician, she voted to weaken tenant protections while taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from the real estate industry. The advocacy group says Katz pushed major development projects while eliminating tens of thousands of affordable housing units, pricing working families out of Queens and increasing homelessness. During the Queens DA race, Katz received a quarter of her donations from the real estate industry. Katz says she has created jobs and affordable housing. The primary is scheduled for June 25th. And in other local news, Nick Langworthy is set to become the new state chair of the New York Republican Party. The 38-year-old has been Erie County Republican chair since 2010. He takes over the statewide Republican post from the current state chair, Ed Cox, son-in-law of former President Richard Nixon, who led the party since 2009. Cox is joining Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Meanwhile, Langworthy joined a news conference yesterday afternoon at City Hall to call for New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to step down from office for running for president and leaving the residents of New York City without a full-time mayor.
You're talking about a mayor who's spending his time in New Hampshire and in Iowa. Do you think he's paying any attention to what should be going on in this building or is going on in the streets of this city? Do you think he cares what's going on here while he's out there at corn roasts and steak roasts and out in the mountains of New Hampshire? He doesn't. Because running for president is wholly different than spending your time talking about the issues that are in front of the taxpayers in New York.
Apparent New York State GOP Chair Nick Langworthy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.